Oh, you are so snuggly and warm. And you're stirring. You're waking up. Oh, I love to watch you wake up, darling. You're so cute. Look. The way you snuggle in closer. The happy sigh when I coil myself around you a little tighter. Oh, you're so warm. I love how warm you are. Oh, it's glorious. And I love that you wake up slowly. It takes you a while to shake off slumber. And while you do, I get to revel in you. Well, I get to revel until you really start to wake up. Then you become mean. Because you want to leave me. You want to leave, sublimely warm bed. And you want to get up for work. Why are you so mean? You have to go to work. Mean. You don't have to go to work. Oh, I know. We've talked about this before. But you don't. You really, really don't. Wouldn't you rather stay here with me? Wouldn't you rather stay warm in bed? Think of it. A whole day warm and cozy, snuggled up close to me. Oh, I would wrap myself around you. Stroke your hair, kiss you so sweetly. And I know you love that. You love when I take my tail and coil it around you so lovingly. You like when I surround you with my adoration. And I love how warm you are. I never knew warmth before you. Oh, darling, you have no idea. I'm always so cold, even with underfloor heating. Did I ever tell you how much I love you for that? You are so thoughtful, so sweet, so lovely, apart from when you get up and leave me. Leave me here all alone. When you do, do you know what I do? Oh, you do, but I'm going to say it anyway. I curl myself around your pillow. I hold it close. I cling to the last little bits of warmth because I miss you. Oh, I'm not playing fair. Why would I play fair? You are the one I love. The one I adore. You're warm and when you... Oh, when you hold me, it's perfect. But there you go, getting up and... Oh, did I forget to say it's really cold out? Apparently there's been a power cut. And we're snowed in. I don't think I've ever seen you jump into bed so quickly. Oh, darling, you're cold. Would you like me to warm you up? Oh, I would do it gladly. Come here. Let me wrap myself around you. Oh, there we are. Isn't that better? Isn't this snuggly closeness better than the bitter cold bite of outside these sheets? Where did the extra blankets come from? What extra blankets? Oh, those extra blankets. When I realized it was snowing, I put them. What? What? Oh, how could you say that? How could you say such a thing? How could I have made it so that the power would go out and we would be snowed in, so you definitely would not be going to work? Darling, so suspicious. I'm hurt. Darling, I'm but a simple Lamia. What could I have done? Go. You can just give in to the snuggliness. Give in to the warmth. Just give in. But you won't. You have good instincts, for you know me far too well. Which I'm not mad about. Oh, don't pout. Darling, you know I hate it when you leave me. When you go to work. And I've been so, so good. I've let you get up. I've let you leave me. I've been sad. But I didn't let you know it. Oh, you did? How? There's nothing subtle about a sad Lamia clinging to your pillow as you leave the room. Damn. Oh, but darling, I just love snuggling up with you. And when you go to work, I hate it. I hate it. But I promise you that I had nothing to do with the power cut. That was all the snowstorm. And what a storm. I know it's almost Christmas, but oh, this weather. It's so inclement. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I would surely be freezing without you, but oh, I'm not. I'm snuggly and warm. Wrapped around the one I love. Listening to the blizzard. Of course it's a blizzard, darling, just listen. Close your eyes. Feel me wrapped around you and listen. What? It wasn't meant to snow today. Well, I think the weatherman got it wrong. Because that is most definitely snow. A freakishly warm December? Oh, I don't think so. I do not look guilty. Do you really think I could make it snow? Do you really think that I might be best friends with a weather elemental. Do you really think that this might be their Christmas present to me? Darling, you're overthinking it. Would I really, really be that sly for cuddles? For snuggles? Oh. For the opportunity to wrap myself around you and see you bathed in the early morning light? I totally would. Oh, darling, don't be like that. Haven't I been good? Haven't I been so good? And it was so hard because you were just so warm and you feel so good. How do you feel so good? I can feel you breathe. I can hear your heartbeat. I could kiss away that frown. Oh, don't be mad, please. What? I'm not pouting. I'm not pouting because pouting would be very, very unfair. Because you have no defense against my pout. Darling. This isn't completely selfish on my part. A little bit. A big bit. But not completely. This is oh so very slightly altruistic. A little bit. Tiny little bit. You've been working so hard. Such very long hours. You come home and you just collapse into bed. Oh, wrap myself around you and I just soothe you to sleep. You look so tired. Shadows under your eyes. I don't like it. I don't like it. You need a duvet day. You need a day of being spoiled by your sly, sneaky Lamia. Who is unbelievably snuggly. I mean, come on. These snuggles. Having me wrapped around you. Coiled around you. Surrounding you, enveloping you, just loving you. These are no ordinary snuggles. These are the snuggles you need right now. But you are so wonderfully stubborn. You are so annoyingly stubborn. So I had to give you an excuse. A reason to stay in bed and take it easy. To snooze and snuggle and let me spoil you. So I was sly and sneaky. Oh, do you feel my scales against your skin? Moving so rhythmically. It's almost hypnotic. Relax, darling. There's no way you can get to the office. We're snowed in. Truly and absolutely going nowhere. I called in a big favor. But you're worth it. This is worth it. giving you an excuse to take a day off, to snuggle and be spoiled, because I am going to spoil you. Because while there is a power cut, there is a big fireplace, lots of firewood, and a suspicious amount of supplies. Curious, so curious. I got up early. I ventured into the cold, and you know I hate the cold. I loathe it with every fiber of my being, but snuggle forts don't build themselves. Our sofa is not a sofa. It is a cuddle castle. And that is where we're going next. Not for a while. Not for a while. Because you need a nap. And oh, I know it's getting to you. The rhythmic movement of my scales against your skin. The warmth. The sound of the blizzard. The contrast. It's so cold and bitter outside and so warm and lovely here. You don't have to go to work today. You can rest easy here with me and give me all the snuggles I crave. When you said it was a little bit unselfish. That's right. Oh, I know it's working. I can see it. Because I watch you all the time. When you're this close, when I'm wrapped around you, when I can feel the warmth of your skin, feel the rise and fall of your chest, when I can hear your heartbeat, I know when I'm winning, and I'm winning. Oh, I know, I am so awful. So sly and sneaky and desperate for your snuggles. Desperate to spoil you. Did I really venture out into the cold and build you a snuggle fort? A cuddle castle? Did I really stock the fire with firewood? Because I'm dedicated. Oh, I know you'll make me pay for it. I know you will. But not today. But not today. Because I have one. Let me just snuggle you. Let me spoil you. Let me be selfish. Because I have been so, so good. So, stay. Close your eyes and just revel. Revel in the warmth. Revel in the snuggles. Revel in being surrounded. Enveloped. Held. In my adoration. Oh, darling. Come on. What did you expect when you decided to date Lamia? You love this. And I love you.